But the villains coming to Fetid would have heard something more melodic. We like to hope that our piano being in tune contributed to the largely amicable atmosphere in our town in those days. So we say, welcome to Fetid, Arizona, not so much the Wild West as the Mild West.
Our traveller has now been away nearly a year. He returns home on a freighter bound for Scotland.
Well, I'm back in Britain at last, and I've come to the small Ayrshire village of Muckle, where the townsmen are playing a game of cahoots. Well, it involves some balls, a caber, two lengths of rope, and a newly shorn ram. It's an intriguing game. In fact, I'd say it was the most complex game I've ever seen played.
Cahoots!
That was never cahoots.
And I'm just going to ask one of the players the rules.
The knocker plays his ball, through the rope neldy. If he has the ram, but if he holds a tuple pusey, it can square the tuple, what you see.
So Warren Spurgeon is back on British soil, and we must leave him now to grasp the rules of cahoots in his own time. You will, of course, be able to hear his adventures in full next year on Radio 6, under the title The World Unfurled. In the meantime, be sure to enjoy your stay on our elastic planet.
Aye, but if you hold the ringing edge, feel square.
Elastic Planet was written by Ben Moore and featured the voices of Oliver Postgate, Dan Strauss, Michael Troughton, Dune McKeehan, Kerry Shale, Alexander Armstrong and Ben Moore. The producer was John Naismith.
And having stretched the Elastic Planet to the limit, that's the last in the series. Next week, a series from the 1980s that imagined what Northern comedian Rob Wilson would make of the world had he still been around. Michael Williams stars in I Should Say So at the same time.
The Comedy Club at the Edinburgh Fringe with Arthur Smith.
Here I come.
You might just call me Mervyn.
You did call me Mervyn. I don't think I've ever been called Mervyn in my life before.
I'm not going to ask you how many times you've been to Edinburgh. How has it changed?
27.
Since you've been there?
It hasn't changed at all.
I'll start doing the interview again because I'm obviously better at it than you.
Arthur Smith was wheeled in a wheelchair with a blanket over his lap.
I got a loop. The Comedy Club at the Edinburgh Fringe with Arthur Smith.
I wish I could have joined in with that.
Friday and Sunday night from 10.
Thank you very much. That's all we got time for on Start the Week.
The digital station for comedy, drama and entertainment. BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Next, it's the Ambridge Extra Omnibus and Matt is not going anywhere.
Lillian, that's not why I called.
But Matt...
I just wanted to thank you for sending the new bank card.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and this hotel is cheaper.
It can't be the only reason why you've rung. It's your birthday tomorrow. Are you sure you're okay?
Of course, yeah. I'm just very busy. I've been working on this deal. It's exciting.
Well, if it's such a good opportunity, why can't we do it together?
Oh, Lillian.
It worries me, Matt. You've cut yourself right off from Amside.
Yeah.
I'm telling everyone you're away on business, but I've no idea what that business actually is.
Lillian, please.
Or if you're even coming back.
Look, I can't talk now.
I could cope a lot better if at least
no,
I knew
I've got
where
to go
I
and
stood.
Meet Brenda.
Brenda?
Yeah.
She's there with you.
Yeah. What, didn't you know?
No, I didn't know.
Well, yeah, she's here. She's helping me.
And when did you cook this up? Before she resigned?
No.
So while I've been been holding things together.
No, 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 it's not like
nothing
that.
But a temp. You and Brenda are swanning about, having a high old time.
Oh, believe me, we're not.
Have you told her?
What?
About us, man. She must be gloating about the mess you've both left me in.
Oh, for God's sake, Lillian, don't blame Brenda. This isn't her fault. Well, is it? Look, I have to go. I need to sort things out here.
Oh, what? And I'm supposed just to trust you?
Yeah. Yeah. Not that much to ask, is it?
Oh, Matt. Let me back in.
Oh, Lillian.
I'm not prepared to carry on like this forever.
Fine. Fine. You do what you want. I'm seeing it through.
All right, then.
Bye, Lillian.
Oh, Brenda, it would have been so much better if he'd just gone home.
But he didn't, did he? And if the information you've got might help him...
Oh, it could make matters worse.
How? Dimitri, what aren't you telling me?
Krushka...
Why can't you just be honest?
I thought we were over this. That girl you spoke to at my office, she made a mistake.
I know.
She's new. She doesn't know the company.
Dimitri, I'm not talking about
that. Or maybe
it
was a language thing. Of course I work there.
And I believe you.
You do?
Yes.
Brenda, we're dealing with dangerous people here. Whoever they are, they were powerful enough to have Vitali arrested.
Which is why Matt needs your help.
And it's why I have to make sure you're safe. I don't know what I would do if anything happened to you, Krushka. Sometimes it's better not to know everything.
Look, whatever we do, Matt's not going to stop. He had the chance to fly home and he didn't.
I know, I know.
He's determined to find his mummy.
All right. But you have to swear to me you won't get involved. I'll give Matt the information and then that's it. We walk away.
Okay.
Yes?
Come on, I can see Matt in there. Let's not keep him waiting.
So why did he choose a place like this?
I think it's close to his hotel.
Brenda! Over here!
Hi, Matt! There you are.
Dimitri, I didn't realise you were coming too. Nice, T-shirt.
Matt.
Dimitri's got some information for you, haven't you, Dima?
Yes.
Well?
The guy Vitali gave your money to.
Nikolai Babarin. I have an address for him.
What? How'd you manage that?
Luck, really. It's an office close to the metro, not far from here.
Really?
Here. I've marked it on a map. The truth is, Matt, I didn't want to tell you.
You've got to be so careful if you follow it up.
If I were you, I'd steer clear.
And why's that, then?
It could be dangerous if you start poking about. I think you must have realised that for yourself by now.
Yeah, well, thanks for the tea.
You're welcome. Brenda, a drink?
Yes, please. Tea.
Matt, another one?
No, you save your money.
Okay, then.
See? Didn't I say he'd help?
And find a kind of help giving me a lead than telling me not to take it.
Yeah, only because he doesn't want you getting into trouble again.
Yeah, maybe.
Look, I really do think you should show him the contract. I know what you said.
Brenda, you haven't told him.
No.
You promised.
I haven't breathed a word. But don't you want to know what it says?
Of course.
For all you know, it could be worthless too.
Vitali thought it was okay.
Oh, right. And he's the one you're going to trust.
I don't trust anyone, including your boyfriend. Maybe if this lead checks out...
So you are going to go, then?
Look, Brenda, it's this Babarin who's got my money. He's the one I need to find.
I know.
Don't you see? It's changed everything. I was ready to give up, but now...
It's just... I hope you know what you're doing.
Do you have any other suggestions?
Please be careful. I'm the one who persuaded Dimitri. He didn't even want to give you the address.
Yeah, well...
We don't have to, don't go. He's not faking.
Brenda, that money's pretty much all I've got. I haven't got a choice.
Matt.
Are you leaving?
I am. Let's see if Mr. Barbarin's open for business.
Right. So...
Be careful.
Just get out of there quickly if you have to.
Yeah, yeah. Brenda... I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay, keep safe. Oh, Dimitri. Should we follow him?
Huh?
I mean, if you really think it's that dangerous.
I thought we'd agreed.
I know, but I'm scared. Shouldn't we make sure he's okay?
Hello? Hello? Prince Fitz here? I'm looking for... What the hell? Hello? Hello? I'm looking for Nikolai Babarin. Huh? Is this his office? Is anyone about?
Who are you?
Ah.
What are you doing here? What do you want?
Yeah, my name's Matt Crawford.
No, stay away.
Yeah, all right, please. All right. Yeah, just tell me what's happened.
I don't know anything.
Have you been burned?
I tidy, that's all. I tell no one.
Tell what?
Пожалуйста.
Who did
Пожалуйста,
this? Who smashed the computers?
Пожалуйста. Даже
yes, all right. Just calm down.
Я бы все равно не сказала. Николай мне не сказал, что он здесь делает.
Николай Бабарин? Do you work for him? Look, I don't know anything about this either. I'm from England, huh? I'm an English businessman, and I was working with Vitaly Kedrov.
No.
Yeah. Look, I have a contract. You see?
Contract?
Yeah, I was investing in a factory.
No. You must go. You cannot be here.
Yeah, not until I've spoken to Nikolai. This guy's got all my money.
Now, please, this office is closed.
Do you understand me?
There's nothing I can do. You have to leave.
Oh, what? Huh? You'll call the police? Well, maybe I should call them first.
No.
Then tell me where he is. Is he even coming back? Come on, where can I find him?
I don't know.
You're lying.
No, I'm not.
I think you are.
Last time I saw him, he was going to the site.
Site?
Where your factory will be built. But this... is all I know. You must believe me. I cannot tell you anything else.
Come away from the door.
All right.
You've already made me break our deal not to get involved, so we wait outside, okay?
Fine. Oh, Matt!
Brenda! What are you doing here?
Are you all right? What happened? Was he in there?
No, but I spoke to his secretary.
Secretary?
Yeah, at least I think that's who she was.
Are you okay?
Yeah, they've, looks like... someone smashed the place up a bit. Anyway, apparently he went to the factory site. Last you saw him.
Who did? Babarin.
Matt, where are you going?
Where'd you think? To get a taxi.
But you don't know where it is. Isn't it miles away?
Only about an hour and a half. It totally took me there. I'll find it.
But how? This is crazy.
Taxi!
Dimitri, please. We can't just let him go off on his own.
It's up to him.
I know.
He's an adult. I told him to leave it alone.
What if something terrible happens? I couldn't live with myself. He's got no idea where he's going.
All right.
Matt, hang on.
But forget about the taxi. I'll take you in my car.
Is this it?
This is it.
And you came here with Vitaly?
Yeah, but we just drove around the perimeter. He didn't take me to any villages, though.
Can't believe people are actually living here.
A lot of the cottages will be empty.
Cottages? They look more like shacks.
Yeah. Good job the factory's coming along, then. They can take the money and run.
I doubt it.
What do you mean?
Okay, then.
Dima?
So, what's the plan?
Oh, we need to talk to some of these people, don't we? Ask them if they've seen this Babarin.
All right, but Brenda, you stay here.
What? Why?
Lock the doors.
No way. I'm coming too.
Excuse me. Hello? I'm looking for Nikolai Babarin.
I said stay in the car.
Babarin, do you know him? Nikolai Babarin.
I'm not sitting in there on my own.
Nikolai Babarin.
Matt, just calm down.
Does anyone here speak English? I know that he's been here.
I can't leave.
Yeah, you.
Matt,
you,
no. He's drunk. He doesn't understand you.
Yeah, listen to Dimitri.
Just cool it. I'll try to speak to him.
Тебе не стыдно? Я работал на этой земле.
Ну, прости меня.
У меня ничего нет теперь.
So what's she saying?
Give him a chance.
Слушай, что случилось? Я же русский.
Тогда ты ворюга.
Ask him if he's seen Николай Бабарин.
Matt.
Just hold on. Кто еще здесь был?
Они приходили ко мне в село.
He's a farmer.
И подожгли мой сарай.
Правда ли? Some people burnt down his barn.
Полиция ничего не делает. Им платят, чтоб нас напугать.
The police don't do anything. In fact, when they do come, they intimidate the villagers.
But why?
Это моя страна.
Ты прав, я с тобой согласен. You have to understand, the land here is worth a fortune, but these people's lives are not.
Мне 76.
It's easier to scare them away than to pay them.
Я имею право помереть на этой земле.
Да.
What's he saying now?
He's 76. He should be able to die on his land.
Hasn't he got any family?
There's no work here. Anyone young enough has moved to the cities.
Мою страну продали иностранцам.
He says the country has been sold to foreigners.
Таким, как ты.
Like you.
No, not like us. We think it's terrible what's happening to you.
Yeah, that's right. We're looking for the man responsible.
Matt, we don't know that.
I can pay if you like. Tell him, Dmitry.
Что он говорит?
Yeah. I have euros.
Уходи отсюда! Это не твоя земля!
He doesn't want to talk to you.
Why not? Just ask if he's seen it.
При Сталине такого бы не было.
It's a simple enough question.
Тогда мы были сильны.
Let Dmitry translate.
Well, go on then.
Сталин бы с ними расправился.
Сталин would have dealt with this.
Вас бы в Сибирь отправили.
We'd have been sent to Siberia.
Он о нас заботился. Теперь никто ни о ком не заботится.
Сталин looked after the people. Now nobody cares. Look, we're not going to get any sense out of him. We should leave him in peace.
Don't you know?
You can see the state he's in.
Just ask if he's seen Babarin.
Huh?
Yeah, Nikolai Babarin.
Нет!
He's been here, yeah?
Нет.
So what does he know
я
about?
Я ничего не знаю.
He's not going to tell you anything. Can't you see? This whole village is terrified.
Ima. Who's that over there at the top of the road? There's a black 4x4.
А вот они! Теперь спросите у них!
I think we should go back to the car.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Hey, wait, hang on.
Quickly now.
No, but we're not finished
yet. Yes, we are. For God's sake, Matt, it's time to leave.
Happy birthday.
Oh, let me guess, a cigar.
I didn't have time to think about anything more original.
No. Cheers, though.
What are you going to do? You're not going to try and find this Nikolai Babarin.
Oh, no.
You saw that horrible village yesterday. You heard what that poor old man said.
I want to go back to his office. I'm sure that secretary wasn't telling me
Matt,
anything.
Matt, they were terrified, and so was I.
So he's been scaring a few babushkas.
If it's even him doing it.
Must be.
We don't know.
Some guy stole my money, that's all there is to it.
He's not just some guy now, Matt. He's disappeared. No one wants to talk about him. But there's still the contract.
Oh, no, not that again.
Show it to Dmitry. At least get his opinion before you go storming off somewhere else.
Ah, the hero himself.
Vodka, to toast your birthday.
Please, Matt, just show him. What else are you going to do?
Show me what?
When Vitaly handed the money over to Babarin.
Oh, Brenda.
You have to.
All right, but not here. Come on, let's take these drinks up to my room. Sorry about the mess. I've been living out of a suitcase.
No worries.
Come on in.
Thanks.
Well,
that's odd. Did I leave the TV on? Oh, good God.
Maybe we should come back.
No, it's not me.
Matt, it's fine. It's your room.
Where's the remote? I never watch this stuff, all right?
You don't have to explain.
I'm not lying. I don't even think I had the TV on last time I was in here.
Are you sure?
Do I look like a perv?
Matt, calm down.
I don't know how that got on there. Maybe it was the cleaner.
Why would a cleaner be watching porn?
Well, it wasn't me.
And we believe you, don't we, Dmitry?
Well,
Yes? Hello?
Are you expecting anyone?
No.
So who is it then?
Oh, for God's sake, why don't I just open it and find out?
Matt, check the peephole.
There's no one out here. Oh. Just a bottle of champagne.
Oh, champagne?
No, it says happy birthday.
In English. Shut the door.
Is this some sort of wine?
I said shut it.
Dima, what's the matter?
Did you send this?
No, we didn't send it.
Could be from Lillian.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know who it's from, but they want you to know that they're watching.
Oh, come on.
That they can get into your room.
How would they know it's my birthday?
They could have heard us downstairs.
What?
They only had to be in the bar.
Are you serious?
Brenda, ignore him. He's being ridiculous.
You explain it then.
I feel sick.
Do you understand what you're dealing with now? It's a warning, Matt. Stop looking for Barbarin.
Well, it's a funny way of scaring someone.
You are scared, though, aren't you?
Dima, what are we going to do?
I know what you're going to do. You're getting on a plane straight back to England. Soon you'll be playing Rachmaninoff.
Oh, hey.
Have you finished packing?
Yeah, all done.
Okay, well, we better not hang about. We don't want to get stuck in traffic on the way to the airport. Brenda?
Oh, hey.
Don't ignore me. I'm just being daft.
No.
I'm not even sure why I'm crying. I don't want to go, but at the same time, I'm so terrified.
Of course.
I'm sorry I didn't believe you.
Believe me? What do you...
About how dangerous things are.
Oh.
I've been having such a wonderful time here with you. Just never imagined things could get so ugly. And now it's all over.
I'm sorry. I wish it wasn't.
Dima, I know.
It's for your own safety.
I understand. It's not like it could last forever.
Don't say that.
Well, it couldn't, could it?
I'll visit as soon as I can.
Yeah, you could come and stay at my place. If I had a place.
I don't care where you are. So long as I can be with you.
Oh, it's Matt. I better just...
Sure, but be quick. I'll close the windows.
Hi.
Brenda, you still at Dimitri's?
Not for much longer. We're just about to leave.
All right.
I'm sorry, I won't have a chance to see you before I go.
No, don't worry. If that's what you feel you need to do. I just wanted to say, thanks for sticking by me.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least until now. I know it hasn't exactly been the vacation I made it out to be.
Well, at least you finally paid for my flight.
Yeah.
Just promise you won't do anything stupid.
Brenda, I'll be fine. I can look after myself.
Well, just make sure you do.
There is one thing, though.
Uh-oh.
When you get back to Ambridge, don't mention any of this to Lillian. She'll only worry.
Matt.
This is my problem. Let me deal with it.
How?
I don't know. I'll go back to the office, talk to that woman again.
Oh, Barbarin's secretary. Matt, you can't.
What's he doing?
It's not worth it. Look, I'll try not to say anything.
Brenda.
But you need to come home.
Let me talk to him.
Dima.
Matt, it's Dimitri.
What?
Listen to me. Don't do anything until I get back from the airport. I'll meet you at your hotel.
Excuse me, I don't take orders from you.
And I'm not messing around. For your own safety, stay put until I see you. Now say goodbye.
Matt, I have to go.
All right, but...
Just do as Dimitri says, please. He knows what he's talking about.
I said, okay, we'll see.
Bye then.
Yeah, bye.
Dima.
I'm sorry, Brenda, but it drives me insane. Well, he's not going to make you miss your flight as well. Come on.
What am I going to do?
Brenda, we haven't got time.
He told me not to say anything to Lillian, but I'm bound to bump into her. What if something terrible happens and I've lied to her?
I don't know, but we need to leave.
I couldn't stand it. I'm serious. How can I go back to Ambridge at all?
Hey! You! Wait there!
Boy,
I need to talk.
Go away.
I went to the village. I asked about your boss.
I think you make a mistake. I don't have a boss. Of
course you do. Hey,
get away from me. I must catch metro.
No one will say anything, but there was a car, a black 4x4, and somebody broke into my hotel room. Was that him?
Who?
Don't play silly beggars. I'll only keep coming back.
Please, you mustn't. Everything in the office is gone, and
look,
so is Nikolai.
Where? Where? You know, don't you?
Zach's a great guy. You can stay with him as long as you like.
And he definitely doesn't mind.
You watched me call him.
I know, it's just, it feels a bit weird.
Oh, trust me, I've known him since school. He's got a beautiful little flat in Marylebone. You can relax, get your head straight.
Okay.
And not bump into Lillian.
As long as you're sure.
Zach will do as I ask. Now you need to get on that plane.
Do I have to? Can't we just elope together, pick a destination off the board and fly away?
I wouldn't care as long as I'm with you. I'm not even joking.
I know. But you need to be here to look after Matt.
Mm.
You have to. I know you think he's an idiot, but he's just desperate.
And I told you, I'll take care of him. Now go on.
Okay. I'll call you when I get to Zach's. Bye then. До свидания.
Yes, до свидания. Till we meet again, Brenda Mikhailovna Tucker.
No. Please. Stay in your seat. Nobody's watching.
Why are you doing this? Let me go.
I'm not going to hurt you.
I have three
Just
children.
Listen. All right? I didn't mean to get into this, but now I've been forced into it. I can't stop. Not until I've got my money back.
I have no money.
I don't care what I have to do. You understand me?
I understand.
Good. So where is he then?
I told you, he goes to the sun. It's true. Then he disappears.
So who told you to close up the office? Huh? Come on, look. Just give me something to go on and I'll get off at the next stop.
I can't.
Why not?
Because they'll know.
Who will? Come on, say something. This is my life we're talking about. Almost everything I have left.
And it's my life too. Don't you know what you're doing? Anyone might see.
All right.
There's nothing I can do.
Then just whisper it to me. A name, an address, anything, and I'll leave you alone. You must have something you can tell me. I'm not going to give up.
I do have something.
Huh?
If I give it to you,
you'll never see me again.
He left it in the office. I took it to give back to him, but then he didn't. He never came back.
What is it?
This.
Huh?
You must not say that I give it to you. It's the only thing they don't destroy.
Okay. Now, who are they?
Now go. But you promise. This is station.
All right. And thank you. I mean it. Thanks. Dimitri, there you are.
Matt.
What took you so long?
I had to get back from the airport. So now at least Brenda is safely on her way.
Look at this.
It's a phone.
Yeah. Nikolai Babarin's phone.
Babarin?
Yeah, I followed his secretary. She gave it me.
You did what?
Who knows what's on here? Texts, numbers, emails.
Put it away.
The battery's dead at the moment.
I said put it away.
As I've charged it.
Get in there.
Hey, what are you doing?
Just be quiet and move.
Take your hands off it, Dimitri.
What's the matter with you? I can't believe after everything that's happened.
I'm a doer, Dimitri. I get what
Stop
I want.
Stop talking. Haven't you learned anything?
Unless you want to check the systems aren't bugged.
Your room probably is. Why do you think I told you not to do anything?
And where would I be if I had? This phone might be the only thing linking my money to Babarin. Everything else has been destroyed.
So you said.
You don't seem very surprised.
Just give me the phone.
You what?
We need to get rid of it and certainly don't turn it on.
Oh yeah, how are you going to stop me?
Stop you? I'm trying to help.
Oh yeah, like you've helped so far. I'm not even sure you were translating everything that old drunk was saying to us.
Tim Black! Over and over again, you put yourself at risk.
I've had to send
Brenda back to England because of you.
Get up. I can't breathe.
Good.
Well, go on then. Yeah. See what your precious crusher thinks of you then.
I should have thrown you to the wolves. You're going to get yourself killed anyway.
Yeah. Well, I'm not as naive as you think.
What were you going to show me earlier?
Huh?
When we went up to your room.
Why do you want to know?
Why do you think?
No, it's nothing.
Brenda didn't think so.
Yeah, forget it.
Not now I've seen your true colours.
Matt!
What? What? Huh? You planning to beat it out of me, eh?
You know what? Do what you like. Let's see how you manage on your own.
I'll manage fine.
But I'm warning you, Matt.
Oh yeah, what's that?
You'd better watch your back.
Ambridge Extra was written by Tim Stimson and produced and directed in Birmingham by Julie Beckett. The editor is Vanessa Whitburn. The story continues on Tuesday at 2:15 and Matt's not letting go.
As the Edinburgh Festival Fringe gets underway, 4 Extra celebrates 3 talented individuals whose award-winning shows led to successful and varied careers.
You do realise, he said, this character that you record tonight is going to change your life.
I was always one of those people who was described as the bad influence, as it were.
Very witty people are often cruel as well, and he knew that.
Featuring Emma Thompson, Steve Coogan, and first to receive the plaudits, Stephen Fry.
I just never thought a year ago I'd be the kind of person who would wear aftershave.
Desert Island Discs Revisited, Edinburgh winners, starting this evening at 9 on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Next, we continue our journey into language. In the summer of 1935, the linguistics pioneer Eric Hawkins left his Spanish studies at Cambridge to enrol on a course at the University of Santander. Well, today he recalls an encounter that left a lasting impression on the young student.
It was in August 1935 that I met García Lorca. I'd gone to Santander to study, attracted by the conversion of the old royal palace into an international students' centre. It was one of many imaginative projects in the early days of the Republic. One afternoon, walking across the campus, I came on the poet sitting on the grass. He was surrounded by the students of his travelling theatre company, La Barraca. They were all dressed like their leader in a uniform of blue dungarees. Lorca's own appearance was not impressive. His boyish head seemed somehow too big for his narrow shoulders and slight figure. But the students were listening to him intently as he rehearsed the evening's performance. This travelling theatre was part of a wider movement, the Misiones Pedagógicas, or teaching missions. Ian Gibson, in his splendid biography of Lorca, reminds us that in 1931, one-third of Spain's population couldn't read or write. It was part of the dismal legacy from the old regime. Teaching missions of volunteers from the universities, taking education and badly needed skills out to the regions, were part of the Republic's response. The plays that Lorca brought to Santander that summer were the great golden age dramas of the 16th and 17th centuries, such as Lope de Vega's Fuente Ovejuna, the Ovejuna Spring, and Calderón's Alcalde de Zalamea, the Mayor of Zalamea. These plays shared a common theme. Each told the story of some evil deed committed by a member of the privileged upper class and how the wrong was righted on appeal to the king. This faith in the king as lawgiver seemed to persist, despite the forced abdication of Alfonso XIII in 1931. It was an idealized view of the monarchy. The play I knew best was Lope's El Caballero de Olmedo, The Knight of Olmedo. Only the previous year, our Cambridge Spanish Society had staged a major production of it. Spain's new ambassador in London, the famous novelist Pérez de Ayala, had come up to Cambridge to see our final performance. The play tells of the ambush and murder of an honest knight by corrupt courtiers, and how his humble-born servant Tellio, the part it was my good luck to play, forces his way into the king's presence and denounces the murderers who stand listening. Now we were able to watch these great plays night after night under the stars in the U-shaped patio of what had been the royal stable yard. The students performed on a rudimentary trestle stage. Their costumes of rough Hessian daubed with silver and gold shone in the beam from the headlamps of their clapped-out vehicles. As we listened to the lovely verses telling how the injustice of the class system could be righted by a higher law, we felt that we were in touch with something that the young republic was aiming for. But what we didn't know then was that the republican dream was already fading. Ian Gibson describes Lorca's visit to Santander in August 1915.